Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Hi.
I'm a good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm terrific.
Yeah.
We were just talking about ahead of time before we started the show about us reading or talking about the Mortal Kombat movie that came out,
mm-hmm.
I believe it was last week, Friday.
Yes.
And we watched it.
We did.
And I guess I enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm not going to say, it was very short, which thumbs up for that.
Yeah, it was short. It was longer than, less than 2 hours.
Yeah, which, wow, a movie in 2021 that's less than 2 hours, amazing. So I liked that. There were some great fight scenes. Like, there's a fight at the end that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's just awesome. However, I want literally nothing but back-to-back fights if I'm watching a Mortal Kombat movie. I still liked it. I didn't really care about the mythology. I just want people fucking monsters fighting.
Yeah.
That is what I want.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of people are, you know, poo-pooing on the idea that there's a guy in there that's like the everyman that's supposed to be kind of Logan's journey. And I'm like,
Who's watching this for the story?
Yeah, who's watching?
Well,
who's,
none of us.
Yeah, who's watching? Who's watching this that doesn't already know something a little bit more about Mortal Kombat and needs some sort of, you know, needs her hand held. There's nobody.
Right.
There's nobody. Right. I mean, I know they tie it in to like the actual Mortal Kombat, you know, mythos or whatever,
sure.
You know, in a way, but it's not really that necessary. And there's, you know, a lot of like, you know, soul finding and, you know, stuff with the Arcana.
Yeah. There's like a training montage and you have to figure out like your power. And I'm like, I don't need them to figure it out. I'm just cool with them having it.
Yeah. They came in and it's like, this guy shoots fire. This guy shoots ice. This guy has, you know, this
guy has this cool spinny hat that's going to cut people in half.
This guy's got a cool spinny hat.
I'm
here
for it.
I'm like, I already buy it. I'm already there.
That's all you have to. All you had to do, I mean, really, in this, the trailer did exactly what it needed to do. You gave me a blood ice dagger in the trailer.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero takes somebody's blood and freezes it into a knife and then stabs them with it, and it's awesome.
Yeah. There's also that one line, I think it's Scorpion saying, I rose from the depths of hell to fight you.
Yeah, and I'm like, something. Sweet.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I think it was Scorpion. It was like, I came from hell to fight you, and I'm like, nice.
Yeah,
that's all I need, though. That's literally all I need. I just need dudes popping up and being like somebody going fight, and then them fighting, and then maybe like Sindel screaming and melting someone's flesh off because she was always my favorite. And then somebody else fatality, and then somebody does it again. Two more characters fight.
Yeah,
you don't need a reason.
No, I agree.
Except your cool monsters with powers. That's all you need.
Yeah, I also enjoyed. I liked Kano. I thought Kano was fun.
Sure.
I enjoyed also somebody, and I was watching the Angry Video Game Nerd, James Rolfe. I was watching his review of the movie, and he brought up Cabal, who's kind of like a bounty hunter.
Yeah, and he looks like a dark trooper.
Dark trooper, yeah, because I mean that's how he looks in the game too.
Yeah, he literally looks like a dark trooper from Star Wars.
Yeah, and he's got like the thing on it. You know, he's got the thing on him, and he has this big mask apparatus, and he needs to live.
Sure.
You know, he's like a Bane thing. And he's got some good lines, you know, just some very sarcastic stuff, you know, which I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
I could be that. I could see myself. That's the guy I want to be.
Yeah. You know,
I want to be Cabal. I want to just be like, hey, I'm here and I got a bunch of sticks and I'm Bane, you know.
And I'm Bane.
But yeah, no, it was fine. You know, it was a perfectly cromulent movie that wasn't too long, and I think I'd be bitching if it was more than 2 hours. I'd probably be bitching because I was like oh, whatever.
I really kind of tuned out until we got to the very end fight, and then I was like, yes,
yeah,
this is everything. I've literally waited the entire movie for this. This is what I want, except like expand this into 2 hours.
Yes,
because that end fight is sweet. I would recommend everybody watching it just for that fight. But I did read today on the old internet an article, which I'll put on our page, by Rafi Schwartz, who says Mortal Kombat should have had more gore. This is the correct take. But he suggests how we can get more gore into these movies. Mm-hmm. So he says, perhaps a character should kick another character in the crotch so hard that their skull pops off their neck and explodes in midair, showering everyone with pieces of brain.
That's a good one.
I like it. someone should be stabbed to death with their own bones. I just like that image.
I'm surprised that hasn't. I haven't seen that.
I know. So somebody,
like, even in a horror movie where some guy's just like, bone.
I mean, it could have happened in that fucking Rambo movie where he pulls a collarbone out of that dude.
If there's a movie for you, you know what? Honestly, I'm surprised that's probably like a deleted scene, or that was definitely in an early draft of the script.
He just breaks that piece of bone off and he just stabs him to death with it. Would have been great. Because honestly, that Rambo movie is shit, but it had some great kills.
Yeah.
Skin parachute. Someone turns into a skin parachute. Another,
that sounds impractical.
Yeah. Another hat vivisection, but this time there's more hats. Like two hats. Or perhaps three.
Could we get different kinds of hats?
Yes, many hats.
Like sombreros.
Yes.
And,
as long as they have a sharp edge.
Yeah. Like, you know,
baseball caps, doesn't matter.
I want a bowler derby or whatever those things are called. Well, there's a derby and a bowler. Those are two different. Yeah.
Someone shoves their hand down another person's throat, pulls them inside out, and then laughs at their gross insides.
Shame them to death. I like that one, because that one is gross but psychological.
Yes, I appreciate it. And then finally, you know that video where the newscaster is stomping grapes, but she falls over and breaks her leg? That, but the newscaster is a Mortal Kombat character, and when she hits the ground, she is liquefied into a puddle of goo. Also, instead of grapes, she's stomping on someone's face.
I would like that woman to be a playable character.
Yeah, exactly. And then she lady. Just like puts you in her bucket and stomps on you a bunch. It'd be great.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, these are great. These are great ideas.
I appreciate them all.
I would read this article.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else about Mortal Kombat, but
Mortal Kombat. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
No, I mean, it was ever. It was fine. You know.
Yeah, it was fine. It was
that was the thing. I want somebody to be killed. One of my ideas, and I wanted to find a way to write this into a movie, is somebody be killed by somebody else's decapitated head.
What, you mean like their head gets decapitated flies and hits someone else?
No, or something where, no, like somebody takes somebody else's decapitated head and throws it at another person and it kills and it explodes them.
Oh, neat. Yeah, so that. It's like a grenade.
That's another thing I've never seen.
That'd be
and
cool.
I want to see it.
So you like stuff dynamite in it and throw
no,
it?
No, just we're not even stuffing anything.
Oh.
It's the force.
Oh, I
of
see.
One, it's like you're throwing it like a football.
Yeah.
You know, but really fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know, and you're exploding somebody's head, you know, with another head.
I like it.
I want to see that. I want to see that in the
movie. To an Italian horror director, because that's who's going to put that in a movie.
It's like, hey.
You know what I'd like? I'd like a fatality that's basically Midsummer. So like when you send somebody up to
They push an old guy off a cliff.
They push you off a cliff and
do they age you?
Yes. They rapidly age you with their powers, then they take you to the top of a cliff, throw you off, you don't die, and then they beat you to death with a giant mallet.
that Midsummer was kind of like a Mortal Kombat movie.
100%. I mean, you get stuck.
It's actually had more gore than this one.
You get paralyzed, stuffed into a bear, and lit on fire in that movie.
Midsummered.
Exactly. And it's just like flowers fall out. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, actually, I like this idea of the crossing over the Midsummer verse with the Mortal Kombat verse.
I think that'd be a great fatality. That'd be amazing.
I like the idea of somebody being aged artificially and then shoved off a cliff.
They use their powers and make you old and then they throw you off a cliff.
It's like Shang Tsung could probably do that.
Yeah.
This seems like a thing of Shang Tsung.
Exactly. Like he makes you old, throws you off a cliff, you don't die, and then he beats you to death with a mallet.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, I mean, those people get, you know, in the Mortal Kombat games, you know, they get, like, crushed by, like, you know,
that's
moves that aren't or things, and they live
that's
to keep fighting.
Call me Mortal Kombat people. I got ideas.
We don't know. We've run out of ways to kill people. Who can we talk to?
Who can we talk to?
You know, we've run out of people to talk to. We've asked everybody that we know.
We have called those Italian horror directors.
We've called all the Italians.
Just
all the Italians.
Yeah, every Italian horror director anyway. They haven't called all the Italians because they haven't called me yet.
Oh. Well, no, you're not like Italian.
No, that's true. I'm Italian.
They might call your mom, and your mom might have to take the message and give it to you.
My mom would probably have a lot of fucking ideas. My mom would have a lot of fucking ideas. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to explain Mortal Kombat to her first.
I just think you'd be like, "Hey, mom, what's a great way to kill somebody?" She'll come up with something.
Oh, okay.
You know my mom.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. No, I like this idea.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Speaking of horror. Yep. I just wanted to put out there, I was watching it last night, the second part of, I fucking forgot what it was called.
It's that, like, horror documentary thing. What's it called?
I want to say something about In Search of Darkness.
Oh, there it is.
In Search of Darkness. So the first one, it was like a Kickstarter thing that was out there, and, you know, it got funded, and it's basically, like, the first one, it's like a 5-hour documentary.
Yeah, it's really long.
The thing, though, is, like, you're watching it, and it's literally just like, hey, here's a bunch of talking heads for people from the horror business and, you know, actors, and then we just talk about these individual movies.
Yeah.
And we go year by year, and I'm like, great, sign me up.
It's literally like, so you love lists.
I do love lists.
This is literally like lists.
I enjoyed that list you just read me.
In a visual form.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, here's a horror movie from a year. Here's what the poster looks like.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to talk to people about it.
Then we're going
to
talk about it, and then we're going to move on to another one, you know? And it's like, oh, great.
This is right up Sean's alley.
Yeah, I will watch that
forever.
It's
fun, too, because, you know, obviously last time... we talked about what's-his-face being in that movie. The guy from Halloween 3. What's his name?
Oh, Tom Atkins.
I was going to call him Tom Holland. I'm like, that's not correct. Tom Atkins is in there, and he's talking about stuff. But then Clancy Brown is there, and you mentioned that Clancy Brown in this looks like Santa Claus.
He sure does.
And he does. He's got the bushiest white beard I've ever seen. It is, like, pure white.
Santa, you know what? Give me Clancy Brown talk about anything. I'm
here for Clancy Brown. I love Clancy Brown.
I'm here for Clancy Brown. I once sold Clancy Brown a Peter Frampton CD in the year 2010.
And he was huge.
And he was gigantic. And I managed to maintain my composure, but I feel like I didn't really appreciate as much of the Clancy Brown until I started watching Justice League.
He's so good.
Because he's
so good.
You know, he's Lex Luthor in those. And And obviously he's in other great things.
Oh, he's in so many great things.
We just watched Highlander again recently.
Yep.
So he's in that, and then he's I didn't realize this, but he's in the 1985 movie The Bride, which is like...
Yeah, that's why he was on there.
Yeah, he's on there. He's on there just because he's Clancy Brown.
Well, that's true.
But, you know, when they talked about The Bride, they're like, hey, we're talking about The Bride with Sting and Jennifer Beals, and it's a movie that I've always wanted to see.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing the posters when I was young, you know, but now, like, you know, it's like, I've never seen it, you know, and it's about, it's like a Frankenstein kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that he was in it because he played the titular monster.
Monster.
Yeah, he's in it. So
he was in only the very first episode of Sleepy Hollow. Do you remember that show? He was in it. He was like the town sheriff. And then, of course, he gets murdered like in the pilot. And I'm like, well, that sucks. But, of course, why do you hire Clancy Brown to have him do a voiceover of Revelations as like all this shit goes down at the end? And that's why you hire him because he's got that voice. He was in that. He was good. He got killed, which was sad.
Murder, death, kill.
Yeah, because I was like, no, more Clancy Brown, please.
But my point is that there's a sequel.
Mm,
so there's
the
first
bride?
One. No.
Oh.
No, In Search of Darkness.
Sorry.
It's Clancy Brown and...
I thought we already mentioned that there's
Clancy Brown's
second
son.
Part that you were watching.
I don't know if I mentioned that.
Oh, okay. There is a second part.
Because the first one's like a gigantic one, and then the second one's like 4 hours long.
Still
and the second
gigantic.
One just came. Because I think they had like so much footage and just so much stuff to put together and just like, fuck it, put out a second one. And I'm like,
yes.
Great. Thank
Sean's
you.
Here
you know
for
what?
It.
Put out 10 of them.
Oh yeah.
Put them out like every year. Yes. So I can continue to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Do it for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's on Shudder. So if you have Shudder, you can watch it. You know, I mean, I think you can like buy the DVD. But I remember I was like, I wanted to buy the DVD and it was like $80 or something. Yeah. It was something ridiculous because it's a gigantic movie.
Right.
But yeah, no, this is on Shudder. So if you have Shudder, I highly recommend it. And and
what else was really great about it? There is, you know, because they have all those movie posters.
Uh-huh.
So it's like they'll talk about a movie and then it'll like play this, you know, fun 80s-ish horror theme sounding music. And they like zoom in on another poster. And of course, the poster for Blood Beach is up there.
They didn't talk about
which
Blood Beach.
I know they don't because nobody does because it's stuck on, it's never going to get on fucking DVD. It's stuck on VHS. And that makes me so sad.
Well, somebody put the VHS in the DVD player.
I know, I'm like, have you seen this shitty Amazon transfers? Fucking transfer that motherfucker off of VHS. I don't care. I want to
watch it
again.
There's no shame.
No.
There's no shame on Amazon Prime. They don't give a fuck.
Well, you remember when we went to that thing. That's what they were saying. They're like, they had to play it off of VCR. And they're like, well, it's stuck on VHS and I can't remember what reason, and I'm just like, so make a shitty transfer and put it on Amazon because that's all that's on Amazon is shitty ass transfers.
Yeah,
give it to me.
Yeah, they don't even try because the world needs to see this man eat a sandwich made out of bread and celery
and salt
and salt.
It's so good. I love it so much. I really enjoy that, and you get to see LA when it was shitty.
Well, Santa Monica.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like LA in general, but like Santa Monica when it
LA
was like,
is always shitty. What are you talking about? Shitty.
But I mean, like the Santa Monica Pier when it was like dilapidated, you shouldn't even go there. And that's just what it looked like.
Yeah, I do.
And that's amazing.
I do enjoy me a shitty Santa Monica.
I do too, because that would never happen today. It's so amazing that was a thing.
We're so worried about being safe and clean.
Yeah, no, let's get gross.
No, let's you know, because that way, that's how you get the sand monsters.
That's the only way to get sand monsters. Because
they're attracted to filth.
Yes.
They want this. Like, you know what? This is the right kind of place for me. I'm a dirty monster. I'm going to hang out on this dirty pier.
Yeah.
I'm going to start killing these dirty hippies.
100%.
I'm like, fuck yeah, man. But yeah, so that's up there. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. The last episode wrapped up. Finally caught up on watching all of them. Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it was good. I mean, I think some people are saying it wasn't long enough, and I'm like,
I thought it was a little bit too long, to be
really?
Honest with. Yeah.
Even for six episodes?
Yeah, no, I was fine. Because I was like, again, it wasn't, and I went into it knowing this is going to be a pretty standard Marvel thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm here for the weird shit now, so I'm kind of like, okay, I'm fine. I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm glad we get to see, you know, Sam is Cap now, and you know, we talked about Isaiah Bradley, and then that whole thing that comes from that, you know, red, white, and black story, which is great. Like, let's bring that into here. I'm glad we saw that, but like, to me, the Flag Smashers didn't ever like really, they weren't defined. They were just like, we want this thing. Now let's do vague things.
They did
to
vague
achieve
things
our goal.
To try to get back to the way it was during the snap.
Right. But I don't know. And I'm supposed to like sympathize with this woman, but she's just like killing people and lighting shit on fire.
And then she kill somebody. They would just kill innocent people.
Yeah.
You know, like as a part of their collateral damage, she'd be like, yeah, but it's part of the cause. And it's like,
and I'm like, is it though? I mean, your cause is kind of ill-defined. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
And understandably, like them trying to be like, we're just going to resettle 20 million people. It's not going to fucking work.
Yeah.
So that's stupid. But at the same time, I'm like, so what exactly is supposed to happen? You just want it to stay this way? That's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I was not very impressed. With that. Though Baron Zemo's coat alone is worth six episodes.
Baron Zemo,
that coat is so fucking cool. I love menswear. I cannot tell you how much I love men's clothing. When it's good, it's so good. Because I'm like, that coat is good. And I'm like, I love it. If I were a dude, I would buy like 9 of them. It's beautiful.
I had places to wear them.
I would love suits. I love coats. Like, I was watching SVU because I've been binging my way through. And, like, season 10, like, Stabler walks up in this amazing gray wool overcoat that has like a, it's like a peacoat. It's so good. And I was like, I love that coat. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Men, you do not understand if you get the right clothes, just how good it is. It's so good. Anyway.
Well, I hope I
get. Menswear.
Well, I hope I get to it. Because as an older man, now I think I've come to appreciate the necessity for having multiple suits.
Oh, well, you had to buy multiple suits.
Well, I had to buy for sure. But I enjoyed wearing this suit.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I
know I walked around trying to find the right tie.
I don't like wearing dress shirts as much, though.
Oh, but I love a button up. I forced you to. Okay.
But I here's a problem.
I forced Sean. Let me explain. He's getting annoyed with me. Let me explain. So Sean had to buy suits for work. So we went and we had to find a tie to go with this gorgeous blue light plaid suit. You had, it's not like a really heavy plaid, it's just this nice blue light, really cute, very nice, love it. We had to find a tie to go with it. And as we're walking around looking for shirts, I see this beautiful gray and orange check dress shirt on clearance, and I'm like, please buy this, please buy this. I had to force him to buy this shirt.
Yes.
And he's never worn it. I mean, not that we're going anywhere.
That's the thing, though.
Not that we're actually going anywhere. But you have, you know how hot you would look in that with like a nice pair of like dark jeans and then that brown corduroy jacket with the patches on the elbows? Fucking hot.
Well, we need to be able to wear it somewhere.
We're going to have to go somewhere because that is sexy as hell.
Okay. Well, I'm saying I got the opportunity. I'll have the opportunity to wear it at some point, but.
He didn't want to buy it.
Okay. But I did enjoy the coat coat with the patches.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Actually,
it's going to be great with like jeans, with like a creeper t-shirt.
Yeah. I could wear that. That's the thing. I like wearing the t-shirts, you know, and I like to wear that with a coat.
Mm-hmm.
But problem is that the reason why I get so frustrated sometimes is that like I have like a tall torso.
That is true. You are hard to fit.
And so I'm hard to fit.
You are.
A lot of shirts don't actually, you know, I have a tall torso and I have a fat guy neck. You know, which I amused my coworker with because I was like,
talking about fat guy neck?
Yeah, I can't button the top button sometimes because I need like, because the problem is like I have to buy like a huge neck, but then the shirt's huge.
Right. It's too big for you.
And it's like, yeah, they just don't make shirts, you know, with like fat guy neck, you know, but the shirt is actually like a normal size.
Yeah.
So it kind of, it's really frustrating. I mean, this is something I struggle with my entire life.
I know.
You know,
I always thought men would have it easier.
No,
when shopping for clothes. And then we got,
I mean,
to,
most men do because they're,
I guess most men,
they're not monstrous freaks like me.
Cause I've always, and we have talked about this before, but my issue as a tall woman is pants are always too fucking short.
Yeah.
Right. They're always too fucking short. And so it is impossible to find something that I don't look like I'm like waiting for a flood. So I always thought it'd be much easier to be a dude. And then we got together and I tried to buy you pants and fuck, it's harder than finding pants for me. Like finding the right length of pant for you is insane.
Yeah. Cause I think they don't make, you know, typically I'm usually like a 38, 34 or something like that. I just added myself as a fat guy.
I think you already did that on the podcast before.
Oh yeah. That's right.
I mean, you're not really a fat guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm lumpy.
A lumpy guy. There you go. I don't think you're lumpy either.
Excuse me. Can you show me to the lumpy section?
I know husky.
You have husky and you have lumpy.
Is lumpy that's just what you graduated to at a husky?
Yeah, that's what I should have graduated. That's what should have happened. It's like, you know, they have you had the husky boys and turn into lumpy men.
Let's open a clothing store called Husky Boys and Lumpy Men.
I feel like that would be a good name of a book for me. Husky Boys into Lumpy Men. Mm-hmm. A memoir.
Yeah.
My memoir. Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, anyways, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Not bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's on Disney Plus. So great
coat. Great coat. Such a good coat.
Yes. But that's, I guess that's all I wanted to talk about. You have anything else?
No.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
My name is Gabriel Blythe. And I survived the end of the world. Every week, I broadcast from my radio to find out if anyone else has survived. So far, I haven't been so lucky. But there's always time. and hope. If you enjoy a rich story, apocalyptic lore, and fantastic world building, join the podcast The Last Voice, available wherever you listen to your podcasts. Solve the mystery on how the world ended. Make your voice heard on The Last Voice.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is The Outsiders, Volume 2, Number 0, from October 1994. This, of course, comes from the Zero series of zero-numbered books after the zero-hour crossover for DC. And I absolutely love these.
Yes, you do.
I have a hard time not collecting these. It's one of those things where I'm like, well, I just need them because I want them, you know, and they're not really worth anything because it's, you know, it's like our collection, worst collection ever, you know, like this exemplifies what exactly, you know, we're dealing with here on the show is this, just randomness of, I don't know, just random DC goodness. I mean, the Outsiders aren't really that. I mean, at least I feel like the Outsiders are kind of like New Warriors in a way that like people know about them, but nobody really knows about them. And you know, they might have had like a good run back in, you know, early on. You know, but then now they're just kind of like, who can give a shit?
Right.
Like, I don't think there's been an Outsiders book, you know, in years.
Yeah. I'm going to guess most of these characters have been long forgotten.
Well, no. I mean, I feel like there's still, I mean, I feel like Eradicator's still around.
Eradicator sucks.
Yeah, Eradicator does suck.
But his name's Eradicator.
Yeah, extreme. But like Looker, like she hasn't been around for years. What?
Looker. It's so dumb.
That's her name.
Is she a psychic vampire?
She's got telekinetic. But she also got, I think she has telepathy too. Yeah. So she's got a little bit of
that. They keep referring to her as a vampire and I'm like, oh, she's going to suck some blood. No, she just like zaps a dude.
She drinks blood early and you know, when she's having the
bikini.
Yeah.
That's a great bikini.
Yeah.
It's a nice one.
She's drinking blood and having a good time.
But she doesn't like burn up like normal vampires?
No, that's one of the things, you know, they're like, it's like, oh, she's a vampire, but she doesn't like burn up in the sun.
She glitters like that fucking Twilight book?
No.
Oh, good.
No, we don't do that here.
no glittery in the DC universe.
Nah, man, we don't fuck with that shit in DC universe. 1994 DC, man, we ain't no glitterers.
Nope.
But yeah, we mentioned a few of them, but yeah, Eradicator, and this is the one where this is Eradicator's team. So there's two different teams. Cause most of the time when you think of Outsiders, you think of Geo-Force and Kitana and Halo and, other people.
Yeah. I was going to say, I
know those three.
When Sean thinks of the Outsiders, he thinks when Jen thinks of the Outsiders, she thinks who?
And when I think of the Outsiders, I think of like those three people, and then I start naming off Titans.
Really, could sneak a few wrestlers in there, and I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
You know, we have Fantasia, a Bad Street. we have the Red Menace or whatever. What was the Spanish name? La Roja de Menace.
Malo?
No, I don't know. I remember there was a wrestler. There was a Florida wrestler that was like the Red Menace. It was like La Roja de something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to say menace. I haven't gotten to that lesson yet.
I have to go back.
I'm doing very badly at my Spanish.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, just FYI. I'm stupid.
I don't know. You taught me how to say. You taught me how to say.
Feet.
Feet. I think I knew how to say feet.
Feet.
P-A's.
P-A's.
It was just like, it just says, it looks like pies.
Yeah, it does. Spell it as pies.
Pies.
Pies. Look at the pies on that.
Oh, man, pies.
Oh, man.
Wikipie.com.
Let's find Quentin Tarantino in a bakery because he's confused.
Hey, man. I thought there was going to be some feet here, but I just see some pies.
He's in Colombia just wandering around bakeries like, I was told there were feet.
But Quentin Tarantino has not been seen because he never finally saw
Quentin Tarantino again.
Because he learned that the word feet in Spanish is pies, and now he's thinking he's gonna find feet when there's pies. Sure.
Never saw him again. Actually, that just reminds me of the I love drag queens, and Trixie Mattel has that show on YouTube with Katya. And one time she just, I forget what they were talking about, and she just turned to Katya and she was like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again.
Were they talking about Denise Richards?
No, I don't know what they were talking about. I forget. They may have been. I don't think they did, though.
When was this?
Huh?
When was this?
Oh, years, like a couple years ago.
I was just saying, because I once saw Denise Richards. She came in for a podcast.
So literally, if you watch any Trixie Mattel video, underneath it, somebody always puts, I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again. And that is what I will forever think of when I think of Denise Richards.
We'll put that on your tombstone.
Thank you.
just so not dearly beloved. She was a great woman.
No, she's just really, we never saw Denise Richards again.
And they'd be like, yep.
Anyway, so Outsiders.
Outsiders. So we got Looker, Eradicator. We have Halo. Halo is here.
Uh-huh.
We have Faust, but not Felix Faust, but his son, Sebastian Faust.
Yeah, he's shitty.
Shit Faust.
He's shitty. Felix Faust was shitty, too, if my memory
is. Felix Faust is a piece of trash.
Everybody's garbage in these books.
Yeah, and then we have rounding out Wild, but Wylde.
Yes, and he's a big bear man.
He's a bear man. Who I originally was looking at this, and I was like, oh, I think this is what's his face, Tasmanian Devil. I thought that was like he was in this, but no, it's
he can only show up once a year on this podcast, and he already showed up.
Who, Tasmanian Devil?
Yeah. He was hanging out on the beach with the...
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I'm saying, but like, I didn't realize he had a once-a-year thing with us.
I'm putting it into... Oh, okay. Yeah, he only shows up once a year. That's my rule.
Okay. So, yeah, it's just a big...
I don't have many rules. That's just...
It's about time you had some rules.
It's about time. I got to put boundaries down.
So, we have... the cover's just basically them doing things, you know, like Eradicator. For some reason, I don't know why he's got a big, scarred-up face.
I don't understand either, like... At first, I was just like, is he dirty? Like, was there an explosion? No.
No, he just got, like, tiny scars.
No, his head went through a plate glass window. That's what this man looks like.
But he's a Superman.
He's also, like, a mix of a bunch of different characters. He's got that cape, like, what's his face?
Mr. Sinister?
Yes.
It's a high-angled cape.
Yeah, he's got a Mr. Sinister cape. He's got fucking goggles on, like, Cyclops. And then his suit itself kind of looks like Nightwing.
Yeah.
So he's like a mix of all these different characters.
Yeah, he's a big jabroni
mix.
Yeah,
I don't like him.
So we start off, though, with Eradicator. And he's talking to a computer of some sort.
Yeah, he's like standing in front of a computer and he's like... It's all very like... All these narration boxes are like so very like
intense,
like over the top. He's like, I cannot bear my soul in front of this machine. Like, it's just,
well, he's, yeah,
it's a lot.
He's posing as a freelance merchant, asking about a particular gun, these guns. And he, and the whoever's in this TV is like, hey, where'd you get the gun? So he just shoots the TV, you know, he pulls an Elvis. And then a bunch of people come in to shoot at him. And his whole thing here is he keeps saying, it's like, they're all kids. They're young. This one looks like my son and whatever. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They all look like they're 50.
Yeah.
Like, they all look like regular dudes, you know? Yeah. Regular guys and girls.
You cannot tell the age of anybody in this book except for, like, that one dude who, like, captures Wild.
Right, yeah, because he has white hair.
Yeah, other than that, everyone looks the same age.
Yeah, everybody's the same age, so it doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, but he's getting blasted, and he's like, whatever, man, I'm just going to kill everybody here. And, none of them are innocent. I deny all innocence. That was one of the intense boxes he has here. but he saves one dude who's like, he looks like my son.
Yeah. And he's like, and then I destroyed his gun. It was like, I destroyed his lover.
Yeah. Cause well, we learn why.
We'll figure out why.
We'll figure out why. But he's like, fuck your gun, son.
Yeah.
Hey, son, fuck you.
Because it's like they're laser guns, and like the longer the laser fires, the more intense it seems to get, and he doesn't understand why, blah, 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 blah. So then he like, there's a lady in a helicopter.
Yeah, he chases after this helicopter, and they're shooting him with these guns, and he gets up to the helicopter, and he's like, man, this chick is hot, but I'm going to fucking destroy her.
Her beauty does not go to her soul.
Yeah, 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 he's got this... He's got a lot of weird sayings in this.
Yeah, again, Eradicator sucks.
Yeah. So I think he shoots the... I don't know what he does here. He just kind of like...
I don't know. There's an explosion.
He explodes and he knocks off the... he explodes the helicopter along with it. Yeah. But he's okay. And he's got like... He's talking about like documents, but there's like documents just flying in the wind. He's like, maybe these documents will help me. And I'm like...
Right.
How do you know these are the ones you need?
Right.
You know, they're all in the air. We get a flyer, he's Superman-ish. So he can kind of fly around and grab them.
I guess.
So we jump to the mall. And so, by the way, Outsiders based in L.A.
Oh, I see. So is this the Beverly Center?
So we could be in the Beverly Center. I mean, it just says mall. So we could be.
I'm going to say this is the Beverly Center.
We could also
because
we
do
be
know
Burbank, though, too.
It could, but. The Beverly Center did exist in the 80s, as we've seen, because it's used as the exterior shot in Chopping Mall.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there's a shot of it from the outside, even though it was not filmed in...
It was in film in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, which no longer exists.
It doesn't?
No, you know where the Sherman Oaks arc light is and that DSW?
Oh, yeah.
That used to be where the mall was, but it's been ripped down and like now it's an open-air mall.
Right.
So, but it's not the one that was... used in Chopping Mall. Anyway.
Oh. I love Chopping Mall.
It's a great movie.
So there we jump to the mall and there's these girls, assuming they're teenagers.
Yes, they are teenagers.
They're teenagers and they're watching some dude in a sporting goods store
talking about his tight jeans.
She's like some girl's like, "Wow, is he getting into those tight jeans? I can help him put them on or take them off."
What year was this again?
1994.
Aren't we just going into grunge? Shouldn't those jeans be getting a little looser at this point?
Those be
point?
Some baggy-ass jeans.
They got to start getting baggy. People got to start wearing flannels.
She should be like, yeah.
It's 1994. Nirvana exists.
Well, Nirvana
not
was...
Not for much longer, but Nirvana
Nirvana's already
exists.
I mean, it's October 94. It's already
oh,
done.
Oh, yeah. No, Kurt Cobain's already dead. So everybody should already be wearing docks
that
lifted
the moratorium
jeans.
On jeans had to get tighter.
They didn't, after remember? Do you remember Jayco's? They just got bigger.
I want to live in those jeans.
They just got bigger and bigger.
Benny.
Oh, no. He had Jayco's, didn't he?
Benny would have Jayco's or something like big jeans. Mm. His jeans were so big that he could fit a full-sized yearbook in one of his pockets.
I know. They were insanely large. Can they still make them?
Benny would fit so many things. Benny would carry around just a giant stack of CDs. That apparently he listened to.
But no CD player?
No CD player. We just carry around the CDs and just in his pocket. And he would have room for like everything.
Yeah. You remember when I said I loved menswear? I do not love Jinkos.
Yeah. Benny would not be Benny is not the ideal fashion plate when it comes to anything.
Jinkos in general were not good.
Benny had
his
mom.
And they were so long that everyone who wore them walked around with frayed, dirty ass bottoms. And this happened when you wear bell bottom jeans too.
I had that problem too. Not with Jinkos, but just with jeans sometimes.
Well, that's because, you know, you're hard to fit, so you got to buy what fits. But like, it didn't matter. And it was always bad, especially out here. Like, you know, because you'd have a day like today where it was raining in the morning and everybody would come into school and it's like wet up to their fucking knees and then they just have to dry all day. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Silly.
Yeah.
Benny's mom, I believe, one time made him what basically looks like a scrub, like scrubs for like a doctor.
Yeah.
But made them orange.
Okay.
So Benny.
So he looked like
a prisoner.
A convict?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. So that's just to, you know, throw that out there.
Nice.
I have many Benny stories.
Yes, you do.
It'd actually be great because if you just showed up in this book.
What, Benny?
Yeah.
No.
Did he just start talking to these women without like any context?
Then
said,
I would,
yeah, how's just that?
If that actually happened, if I'm reading one of these comic books and Benny shows up with his fucking smudged glasses and like starts having a conversation with me like I just saw him yesterday, I will know that I am dead and that I am in hell. And that's how I'm going to know.
Hell comics.
And I'll be like, oh my God, I really am dead. Benny just showed up in this fucking comic. This is hell.
I don't know. I wonder if Benny knows how much I talk about him on the show.
Maybe.
Anyways, so she is like, so it's like, okay, so these girls are like Ooga.
Yeah.
And Halo's there. And Halo, now here's the thing with Halo. So she used to be like a blonde teenager.
Uh-huh.
Right? But she died.
R.I.P.
But then whatever like force that gives her her Halo-ness or whatever, like it's an alien thing or whatever.
Sure.
Transferred itself into the body of the wife of Technocrat, who we see at the end of this book.
Okay.
And she must apparently be an older woman.
Like my age?
I don't know, because apparently...
Let's say my age.
Well, because what happens is she's like, she's standing by, and so she's, you know, she looks
they all
the same.
Look the
everyone's
same.
The same age.
Everyone looks
you.
The same age.
But she's standing by, and she's like... You know, these girls are like, Ooga. And she's like, yeah, Ooga.
Yeah, she's like, oh, this mall's groovy, huh? And they're like, oh, my God, she's old. She's been watching too much 90210 with that haircut. It is not a 90210 haircut. It is a Melrose Place haircut.
Yeah, that's Jane.
That's Jane from, do. That, because that's that short-ass fucking hair like Demi Moore had in the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah. So then she's like, oh, man, that sucks. Those girls didn't like me. I'm just trying to make friends in this new body. So I guess I'll just leave. So she goes, she flies by the Hollywood sign,
mm-hmm.
and she happens upon her buddy, Looker, mm-hmm. who is sitting poolside in her awesome bikini.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. It's actually like patterned and shit, and it has like a good color scheme.
Yeah, they actually put some work into this.
They really did. It looks great. Like, of course, it's obviously like a bikini shot and she's all hot and stuff. But also, if you look, because it's a string bikini on top. But if you look at the underwear, it has the three straps, which is very in now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's looking great. And Halo's like, you know, like somebody calls her and so I think she's divorced or something.
Uh-huh.
Because this is her ex-husband or something calling her. And so whoever's talking to her, he just hangs up on him.
Yeah.
And Halo shows up and, you know, they're, you know, she's like, yeah, it's hard to like call you Gabby, which is your name, even though you look like this old woman.
Decrepit.
That has a 90210 haircut.
Decrepit, ancient.
It's
ancient old
she
bitch.
Looks like Cloris Leachman.
Yeah.
Cloris Leachman flying around. With a halo.
She's dead now, too.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, she's great.
But here's the thing where this is where she's like, you know, Halo's like, well, I guess since my body's older now, I guess I could drink.
Yeah, and that's my, is she going to, she's not going to fuck anybody, is she?
I don't know.
Okay, so she wasn't like some 13-year-old who like got aged into like an old woman and now she's just going to like fuck, because that's not.
I can never,
it's never good.
I feel like
it's always not, so creepy.
I feel like they don't get to, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know maybe. If she goes on a bacchanal or whatever.
Oh shit, can we go on a bacchanal?
Sure.
I mean, we're fully vaxxed at this point.
It's true.
Been stuck in the house for a year.
Yeah.
It's time to have a bacchanal.
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 I want to go to a bacchanal at a...
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
That's the worst bacchanal.
Actually, that'd be the last bacchanal.
It's disgusting.
R.I.P.
That just sounds like a fucking buffet at an orgy. That's gross.
I do it at Sizzler, though.
Uh-huh.
I miss Sizzler.
I know you do. I know. You loved those fucking wings. The hot bar. Sean's favorite thing was the hot bar.
I miss the hot bar.
Yeah.
Anyways, gross. So speaking of bars, Looker here is drinking what Halo thinks is the Bloody Mary. And it's not, because what we have to understand here is that Looker is a vampire.
Sort of.
Is sort of a vampire who doesn't burn up in the sun.
No.
But she still, like, needs blood and stuff.
Yeah, but she's also, like, telepathic.
Yeah, she has, like, well, she has power. Those are her powers ahead of time.
Oh, and then she got turned into a vampire?
Then she got turned into a vampire.
Well, that's like a double whammy.
Yeah, it's a double dipping.
Yeah. And, you can't double dip on powers.
Well, I mean, it wasn't...
You don't get to have powers and then get to be a vampire? That's not fair.
I don't know. She just became a vampire.
No, not fair. It's one or the other. Either you have your cool telekinetic powers and you zap people, or you're a vampire. You don't get to have both. Well, spread the wealth.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, unfortunately, this was the 90s. It was full of excess.
You know,
we were living hard.
Yeah.
And she had multiple
powers. Coming down
from
the 80s.
Yeah.
So much cocaine.
So she's drinking blood.
Uh-huh.
Blood with ice.
Ew.
Because there's ice in there.
Do you know how congealed and gross that would be?
Oh, it'd be good. No, it's awful. No. She's having a, you know, but that's what she's got to do.
No, she's not drinking blood. She's chewing blood.
Blood. Also, she's remarkably clean for having a blood, chewy blood drink going on there.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, she's got like, is there a straw in there?
No.
Oh, that's even worse. Because I was going to say, that's like, you know, when you're trying to drink a milkshake and it's like too thick and you're just like sucking as hard as you can. That's like what it would be like to try to drink congealed blood.
Well, apparently she found a way, but she's got super strength, so she could power through the congealedness.
Does she have super suck?
Well, yeah, if you have super strength, you have super suck.
Is that how it works?
Well, yeah, because your lungs are
if you have super strength, you have super sucking powers. So you literally are like a Hoover. Suck a dick off?
I'm certain any person with superpowers can do this.
Like, if you're sucking... So if you are sucking a dick and you are just going for it, can you do it so hard it comes off?
If I have superpowers?
Yeah. If you have superpowers and you're sucking a dick, can you suck so hard that that dick will come off the body?
I would assume so. Because... I'm just going to assume so, because you have, if Superman or Supergirl or whoever, I mean, you know, is out there doing blowies. I didn't want to say it, and then I said it. Now
blowies?
I feel, yeah, blowies.
Uh-huh. Beej?
Yeah, doing beeges. She, you know, you could, yeah, I would imagine if you had to do a joint. I've never done it. So
right.
I don't know.
I've sucked a dick. Let's talk about it.
Right. But like.
So you're sucking the dick.
Yeah. And you suck. And you could probably like detach because it's super strong. Unless if
that
you're.
That would be horrible.
But
that's a great fatality.
Unless if you're conscious. I mean, you got to be conscious of your super strength, you know.
But what if that's your fatality?
Well, then that's how
your
you do it.
Your fatality is you start sucking a dick and you just suck it right off and the dude bleeds out in like 5 seconds.
Well, you suck this
fatality.
You suck his entire body through that dick.
Oh, shit. It's like a straw.
Yeah, it's a straw. I assume my penis is like a straw.
Yes, penises are often like straws.
That's what the doctors tell you.
I just want to...
What are we even doing?
I just have to say, I am drinking throughout this.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. You did.
I'm drinking booze.
That makes a lot more sense. She's not drinking blood.
No.
She's
no,
drinking
it's
booze.
It's just alcohol. So if it just gets weirder from here, that's why.
Yeah, I should have known. I should have known because I was like, okay. Yeah, we're going there.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. All right. So anyway, so she's drinking her gross congealed blood.
Yeah. And this is when Eradicator shows up. He's just like, hey, vampire, fuck you. And they're like, hey, come on.
They're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, and then like, yeah. Then like Halo's like, what the hell, Eradicator? Chill out.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm here to take the vampire. And he's like, no, let's not do that. So. They apparently have some sort of plan here where to
There's a lot going on in this book.
I don't know what they're why they're going to Central America, but they are.
Something about the guns.
Oh, that's right. They're helping. Yeah, that's right. They're helping him with figure out what the hell's going on with the guns.
Yeah. So they all get in a plane and they're all going down. And for some reason, Looker's like, you know what? I don't want to be a redhead anymore. I am now a blonde.
Yeah, she's in disguise.
Maybe it's a wig. Yeah. And then we hear, like, apparently Eradicator used to be, like, a weird guy who looks like the dude in They Live with the mustache.
They Live?
Yeah, where he's like...
Oh, you're talking about Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, yes, that guy.
Yeah, he looks like Donald Sutherland in Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
With the mustache, and he's, like, pointing. He looks like that, and he was like, I was sick or something, and I took a whole fuck ton of pills, and then I exploded?
Yeah.
And now
they're talking about the guns, because he's explaining that the guns, the people that use the guns, the humans that use the guns have some sort of like dependency on the guns.
Yeah.
As we find out. Yeah. And it's like connected to like their emotions or whatever.
It's how I feel about my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, I understand what it's like to be dependent on something because I used to look like Donald Sutherland and I took a bunch of pills and I exploded.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's how I'm saying it.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. So they get there and like the idea, I guess, is like Eradicator's gonna play like Looker's chauffeur or something.
He looks like actually in this drawing right here, he looks like Stallone.
He does, he looks 100% like Stallone.
Looks like Stallone, like that is like actual Stallone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks like his face.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's like Stallone now.
Just like Stallone now.
So
they like go and they meet. This is the only person with white hair in the comic, so I'm assuming he's old.
He looks like a really buff Penn Jillette.
Oh, ew, that's weird, but so accurate.
Yeah, he's like a tan buff Penn Jillette.
Yeah, he really is. And he's like, hi there, Looker. And apparently Looker's like, oh man, I can't wait to suck the life out of this guy.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what they talk about.
Well, they come in and they're there to talk about the guns, I think.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, hey, you know, before we talk about the guns, how about like we like hunt something? And he pulls off this thing off of this cage, and this is where Wild is.
Yeah. And apparently Wild just wandering through the desert.
Also, just notice this big nose ring in Pendulette's face here.
Yeah, he also has a pube beard.
Yeah, he does have a pube beard.
It's because it's like literally the way it's drawn doesn't even look right. It just literally looks like pen strokes. Looks like a pube beard.
Hey,
look at my pube beard.
Yeah, where's the?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to look who drew this.
Can we at them and ask them the pube beard?
Did anybody draw this?
Nobody. Oh no, the art's not bad in this. It just happens to be that particular drawing. Just. He looks like a pirate with a bad beard.
I was going to point out, he was like, hey, so-and-so, how about that pube beard? How's that pube beard coming along? He's like, great.
Yeah. We don't know who drew it. The art's not bad. It's not a bad, it's actually no,
it's
very fine. Well. It's a very welly drawn book.
No, you can tell she's drunk.
I don't know what's happening. It's a very well drawn book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Actually, this is my favorite part here, where she Looker is, you know, pulling, you know, she's in this wig and she's pulling the scam on this guy.
Uh-huh.
And she's thinking to herself, man, this is going great.
Yeah.
And this is where Eradicator goes, guard your thoughts, woman.
Yeah.
So then he unleashes, he shows off Wild here and why, you know, and Looker's like, yeah, I don't want to deal with this. I mean,
yeah, because like, it's time for the hunt.
Yeah, and like Looker's, you know.
So are they hunting Wild or is Wild hunting?
They're supposed to hunt Wild.
Oh.
With these guns.
Much more fun the other way around.
Right. So, but Looker's like, oh man, this sucks. You know, he's our friend. We need to like save our friend. And she just uses her eyes to do her eye thing with this Penn Jillette guy, and he shoots her in. He shoots her. Somehow he shoots her. He's
right behind.
No, he shoots her like he's standing like right in front of her. He's like five feet
yeah.
in front of her. And he still misses with this giant gun. He just hits her arm.
He's respecting social distancing and he still misses her.
Yes.
It's only 6 feet.
Yeah. So this is and the whole time like Eradicator is like, yeah, we should be more subtle. And then they're just like, fuck it. Because the team doesn't care. they're just doing their thing. And he's like, fine, all right, I guess I'll just murder this person here. It looks like here, I don't know who, what's going on here exactly, but it looks like there's a, it's like a person with long hair and he's shooting their head off. It's hard to tell the way it's drawn.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was looking at that and I was like, wait, is there somebody in this
it's
group?
It's like
crew
their that- head went all the way back.
Yeah.
It's a, that is a very confusing drawing because I don't even know who that person is.
Yeah, the thing is like, because well, there's a bunch of like, you know, flunkies there and he start, they start attacking the flunkies.
It looks like he knocked a woman's head clean off.
Yeah. So yeah, it knocks a woman's head off and...
Or a man with very long hair.
They start shooting out, shooting at everybody. You know, they start shooting at Eradicator and this is where Halo shows up and sneaks in and she lets out Wild and Wild is... you know, kind of, she's about to kill Penn Jillette and Penn, you know, and Radicator's like, no, we need him to help us figure out where these weapons are being, are based.
Yeah.
Cause they, cause he, you know, he knows where they're assembled.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know where they're actually like produced.
I guess.
So, so she goes, Looker uses her eye beams to put Wild back in his place
I guess
or whatever.
These guns that, spoiler alert, are alien guns. Are using that old trick where you make shit overseas and you just send it to America yeah. to assemble and then you can say made in America.
Right.
Even though it's not.
Yeah.
Not really.
So these these gun clips are like glowing and we're trying to figure out why they're glowing. So.
Yeah. Is, and there's like, he's like, oh, there's like energy inside of them and I don't know. And they're like, well, and Wild's like, hey, just FYI, like, I bet Faust could tell us. I also have to find Faust because I guess he turned me into this thing.
Faust. So. Wild was some guy's bodyguard and he was gonna die, so Faust merged him with a bear.
Okay, I mean, that's not the worst thing to be merged with.
No.
Could have merged him with like an iguana or something.
He's kind of like a bear. He's kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like being a bear in like BoJack Horseman universe.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah,
you know, so yeah.
I feel like every time we saw those bears, they would just go,
oh, that's right. The bears were kind of dumb.
Wasn't there like a lady bear that would show up all the time? She was like a nanny or something.
Yeah.
And she would just go, like she wouldn't talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it sucks to be a bear.
Yeah, it might.
So they go to Vegas, though, to find Faust, and Faust is doing well.
This, I felt like this was what was happening in the casino where Showgirls takes place.
Okay.
Because you remember, I bought that DVD, by the way.
That's right. You did?
I ordered it. I'm waiting for it to come to me.
Oh, that's right. That's where we went to go find it.
I found it on Amazon.
Did you buy it on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I can't wait.
We need high def.
I can't wait.
Is there a 4K version?
I don't know. It's just a Blu-ray. Okay. I don't know if it's 4K. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to see it again. So, but... there's like, she goes into the casino where they're having like the musical goddess, I think it's called. I don't remember. And just, it looks like the shittiest casino from the outside. And I imagine that this is what's happening on the inside.
Yeah.
Like on the playing floor while Nomi, you know, is dancing. This is what's happening outside.
I forgot what her name was. Nomi. What's
Nomi.
But like, is it Sharp or something, or is it just Nomi?
I think it's just Nomi.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like Naomi, but like
no, it's Nomi.
Forgot an A.
It's okay. Literally Nomi.
So
no me.
No.
Sorry. Sorry. I just forever and ever and ever, as everyone does. You have to, if you ever see Versace, you just have to say thanks. It's Versace.
Yeah.
So anyway, continue.
So they, the outsiders, the team here, walks into this casino, into Showgirls Casino, and they're like, "Hey, Faust, we need your help." And Faust,
because he's about to get in trouble for like
counting cards or some shit.
He's like, "But I'm not doing anything." He's like, "Yeah, you kind of have superpowers, which are helping you. By the way, your friends over there."
Well, no, they don't know that he has superpowers.
No,
his friends have superpowers.
They do. Because didn't they his friends just come in and say, hey, we need to talk to that guy. He has we have superpowers and so does he. And then they like kick him out of the casino.
Oh, that's right.
So he's like, okay, fine. So now he's hanging out with his friends.
Yeah, and he's checking, he's trying to trace this energy or whatever, and it knocks him back. And they're like, all right, well, it came from this warehouse here in Vegas.
Yeah.
And Looker changes into a mist and goes to check, you know, kind of like fuck with the security guard so they can do some recon or whatever. And she uses, you know, she looks into, you know, she starts freaking out. And so the rest of the team has to like jump in there and find out what the hell's going on. And they walk in and it's a bunch of monsters, like a bunch of gooey aliens.
Tentacle monsters.
Tentacle monsters.
I thought we were really going to get some tentacle porn in here.
This is, it's pretty much a hentai, right? It turns into a hentai porn.
It really does. I'm like, oh shit, people are going to start getting fucked by tentacles.
Hentai!
Unfortunately, that does not happen.
Yeah, I don't know if the Comic Code Authority would have allowed for that.
Was that still a thing? It didn't really have any power at this point.
No, it really didn't. But, you know, I'm pretty certain that you'd have to...
It doesn't exist anymore.
No. Yeah, I'm pretty certain that it would have to, you know, if this book, though, featured tentacle porn, I'm certain that DC wouldn't.
DC's not going to go in for tentacle porn. DC's
not going to go into tentacle porn unless it's on
HBO?
No, Vertigo.
Oh, I think they'd probably, if you did a documentary on, like, some cult that has tentacle porn in it, they would put it on HBO.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
If that fucking Keith Raniere guy was like, fucking had tentacle porn painted on his house, you better believe there'd be a whole episode dedicated to it. On The Vow.
Look at these tentacles playing volleyball.
It's just him with tentacle. Like, it's somebody's doing a painting.
I know he's playing. He goes, it's just him. He plays by himself. He's on one team. He's just he's just a team, but he has many tentacles.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's just,
and he's just hitting the ball.
There was just another person that you didn't see in, like, the filmmaker and the actress. There was the painter, and they were painting a mural that was literally a giant octopus with Keith Raniere's head playing volleyball with himself.
Oh, right.
You just missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just didn't put an episode on that.
Yeah. So they, yeah, so we hang out with the these tentacles. Okay, so basically what we find out is that these aliens...
Are
producing these guns,
and they like
are supercharged or doing something with these guns.
They're kind of like symbiotes or something with these guns,
right? So what they do, what happens is they have these guns that when you use them, it feeds off your joy of violence. and it
oh shit! It really would have got a kick out of me in the beginning of this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it feeds off your joy of violence, and it finds a way to like crystallize that, and like allows the aliens to like, you know, allows them to sustain themselves or just, you know, whatever. Become
perfect planet to come to, aliens.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, they hit the jackpot here.
They really did.
So a lot of the we got some of these aliens here, and then we got actually let's see here. It's your emotion of violence that we treasure. The emotion our hypergun crystallizes into a form we may ingest while addicting those who wield the hypergun. These are called hyperguns. Guaranteeing our supply.
Yeah.
So they're like, and they mentioned something about the Green Lantern Corps. It was like, yeah, Green Lantern Corps was trying to, you know, fuck with us. And, you know, we just figured we'd just do this. And so we disguise ourselves as humans because we find out that some of them are human, or some of these humans are actually monsters too. And that's why Hooker was Hooker. Sorry. Looker. Well, it's like in Vegas, you know?
Hey,
Looker was screaming because
sex work's legal there.
Yeah. Because she, saw the, you know, like this monster or whatever. So
I thought she exploded into tentacles. And I was very confused.
Oh, yeah, I could see
that. And then I was like, oh, no, is she going to get fucked by tentacles? No.
It's like, oh, this book took a weird turn.
It really did. I was very confused. Again, I've been drinking.
Yeah. So one of these aliens, though, like, the Eradicator, like, burns off his arm and he calls calls him a meddling human cow. I'm like, you can say that about me too.
I really like that. I think we should really bring back the insult cow.
I like cow. I also like ape.
Ape's a good one.
I like you know,
donkey.
Ass. Well, that's
yeah.
That's
I like kinda... donkey. Just calling somebody a donkey is pretty funny.
You slug.
Ooh, slug. Yeah.
Slug is good. Yeah. Ape. You horse.
Nah, horses are good. I say donkey. Mule. Mule's a good one. Definitely cow. Call somebody a platypus. That's just like out of left field.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm trying to think of other good ones.
Yeah. Blobfish. Shut up, blobfish.
Actually, I would pop real hard if somebody called somebody in this blob. So I was like, fuck you, blobfish. I'm like, oh.
One day I'm going to go into politics and I'm going to get on the debate stage and then people are going to yell at me and I'm going to tell them that they're blobfishes. And I will not win, but it will be very funny.
Oh, man, you'll go viral.
I'm doing it for the lulz.
That's your campaign slogan?
Yes.
Gen 2024, I'm doing it for the lulz.
Yeah, pretty much.
For some reason, it's just your first name. It's just that you just Jen. You just go by your own. Just go by Jen. So, anyways, these the wild starts tearing up these monsters. I mean, you know, what's his face? Radicator is just having a big fucking hard on because he's like retribution, justice.
Yeah,
and he's like, he's
everywhere.
I mean, it looks like cum.
It does. It's a little slimy.
It's a little bit slimy and gross.
Grosser than the congealed blood.
I don't know. I think that's grosser.
Oh, yeah. Congealed blood's disgusting.
So, what's his face? Faust is using a bunch of spells, and the feedback from the spells starts, like, causing, like a implosion. Mm-hmm. So, the outsiders have to get the fuck out. And they get out, and the building implodes. And they jet, and the news reporter's there, and the news reporter's like, yeah, people said it was the outsiders, and, you know, they're criminals, and, you know, we're, you know, whatever. And this is where, as we mentioned at the end, mentioned briefly, so Geoforce, Katana, and Technocrat show up, and they're like, yeah, we're actually the real outsiders. And yep. Those are imposters, so we're gonna like clear our name because we're not shitty, and those folks are shitty, and they're not outsiders. So FYI,
yeah.
And Paul Pelletier. I was gonna say Paul Pelletier and his working on that pew beard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, and that's it. That's how it ends. We get our letters page. Outside the lines.
Not terrible.
Yeah. It's all right. I mean, you're working in outside, you know.
Working in outside. We're in a comic book medium.
Okay. It's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Don't hate it.
All right.
All right.
So, next issue, it's basically a battle between the two outsiders. And that's about it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it for Outsiders Volume 2, Number 0 from October 1994. I don't know how you feel about this Outsiders team. Do you think that would be something you want to keep reading?
No, I do not care.
No?
No, I mean, again, I thought the art in this book was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. I do not enjoy Eradicator. I actually like Vampire Lady.
Right. Looker. Just,
yeah, I appreciate that. Not a fan of Eradicator, though. So,
yeah, he's kind of. I don't really know much about him outside of the fact that
his name's Eradicator,
and he's one of the Supermans. But he's really grim, dark, and I don't know. I'm not really. I mean, I'm a sucker for '90s comics, so I mean, if this is the thing though, is like we're not collecting this shit.
No.
So I just threw it, just threw the book. But
tossed it softly onto the couch.
I did. But that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere you get the podcast, and tell everybody about the show and tell them to check us out and our weird conversations about comics. We're probably, I think, the filthiest comic book podcast I think that exists.
And it's 75% my fault.
I mean, I get in there.
That's what I mean. 75% me, 25% you.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I'm wholesome.
I feel like people must listen to the show and pity you for having such a strange wife.
I don't know. I mean,
they're like, my God.
I say some dumb shit, too. Oh, no, so that's everybody's true.
I mean, both of us say dumb shit. But I'm just, I wonder if people listen to this and go, how?
I don't know. Hey, you know what?
I'm drinking pineapple vodka. So
if you want to write into the show or find us on whatever and comment on that, and if you pity me for having to deal with Jen,
that homeless guy really pitied you that one time. Do you remember that?
What did you do to him?
I yelled at him.
That's right.
Because he was okay. So we lived in Boston, and we were coming up out of the T station at
I think it was Boylston.
It was Mass Ave.
Mass Ave, that's right.
Right at Mass Ave. So as you come up, you can go up the way on and dump onto Mass Ave, but if you want to come and dump onto Tremont, you go up the side stair, right?
Yeah.
Was it Tremont?
I think it was...
No, Newberry.
Yeah.
Newberry Street.
Newberry.
If you want to go on Newberry, you have to go up the side street. Up the side, so you go up to this pair of stairs, and at the top, it's one of those big metal doors that like interlock and swing. Like
it swings in one direction.
In one direction. It's like a turnstile. Yeah, it's turnstile. And so I'm trying to come out of it, and there's a homeless guy on the other side, and he stopped me. He stopped the door. He was holding it, and I was like, dude, you gotta move. And he wouldn't let go. And I told him to fuck himself, and I shoved to get out because there's a whole line of people behind me and he just wouldn't let me out. And I was like, get the fuck out of my way. Of course. You know, I lived in fucking Boston. This is how you react. So I shoved this man and I didn't shove him. I shoved the door so I could get out. And he looks at Sean and he goes, you must have a miserable life something because I yelled at him. But I was like, dude, you were trying to keep me hostage to this fucking station.
Yeah, I know. I think you're in the wrong here, buddy.
He wasn't the wrong. I was 100% right.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my way. Don't block a fire exit, sir.
Yeah, right. You're lucky. You're lucky. It was just you.
Dude, if it was some fucking roided out socks head.
Yeah, right.
Some fucking dude from Southie, he would have beat that man into a pulp. He's lucky all I did was shove a door.
That man would be fucking missed.
Yeah, I just shoved that door.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it would have been a bad scene.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you for listening. Oh, and by the way, check out YouTube at AngryHero79 on YouTube. You can find me there. Open it up, gimmicks.
Yeah.
I'm having some fun there. And I'm going to eventually, because I got my book, my Marvel official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition Omnibus. And I am looking forward to reading random selections from there. I'm going to do that on Twitch and then upload them to YouTube. So, and I also upload them to here, the podcast feed, so you guys can listen to them. So I'm looking forward to doing that. So keep an eye out for that. And once again, thanks for listening. Talk to you again next time.
Bye.